Kay, there's a line in a Lexington police investigative file that stops you cold. From the moment the body camera comes on, the officer is actively texting on his phone for roughly 13 seconds, right up to and at the moment of the collision.
And moments after the crash, that officer told the woman he just rear-ended, "Yeah, you stopped so quick that I couldn't stop."
A review board looked at all of it and recommended he be fired. The chief never got the chance to make the call.
From the Lexington Times, this is Town Branch, the stories running under Lexington. I'm Kay.
And I'm Pete. Today is about how police discipline actually works in this city and how it sometimes doesn't finish. Two Lexington officers' cases wrapped up this summer, and they ended in completely different rooms.
One accepted his punishment, and the council voted on it in public, the way the system is designed to end.
The other resigned days before his meeting with the chief. No punishment was ever imposed, and the only reason we can tell you his story is that the department quietly posted the file on the internet.
Start on Alexandria Drive, just after 4 in the afternoon, December 11th, 2025. Officer Marcus Olmsted is on duty in a marked cruiser, driving in normal traffic. No lights, no emergency. Cars ahead of him slow for big metal plates covering a hole in the road. The car in front of him stops. He doesn't.
The driver hits her face in the collision. The supervisor who responded later told investigators she was bleeding from the mouth, though she declined medical attention. And on the body camera, moments after impact, Olmsted tells her, "Yeah, you stopped so quick that I couldn't stop."
She answers, "I stopped slow. I wasn't stopping fast."
Then he gives his sergeant an explanation. He says he glanced down at his in-car computer, the mounted screen every cruiser has, and looked up too late. And that version goes into the official collision report.
4 days later, his own lieutenant pulls the body camera footage, and it doesn't match. From the moment the camera comes on, the file says, Olmsted is actively texting on his personal phone for roughly 13 seconds, leading up to and at the moment of the collision. He's also on speakerphone with his wife. Investigators wrote there was no braking and no attempt to avoid the crash.
Here's a detail I didn't know. Kentucky's ban on texting while driving has an exception for police officers, but only for the essential functions of their official duties. He was texting another officer, and investigators concluded the exchange was not about official duties.
Confronted with the footage, Olmsted told investigators something remarkable. He said he remembered being taught in the academy or in field training that an officer in a collision shouldn't make statements of fault on camera.
So the public integrity unit went and asked. All three of his field training officers and the sergeant who ran training when he came through the academy. Every one of them said no such instruction exists. One 16-year veteran of the training bureau put it this way. It's against everything we preach.
The formal complaint charged him under a department rule that requires officers to conduct themselves so as not to cast doubt on their integrity, honesty, judgment, or character. And in early May, the Disciplinary Review Board, 5 command staff, 2 Fraternal Order of Police representatives, and 2 citizen members, found the conduct improper and recommended termination.
Chief Lawrence Weathers was scheduled to meet with Olmsted on May 20th to make the final call. He never got the chance. Olmsted resigned first, effective May 18th. The chief closed the case with a one-line finding, and because he resigned, no final disciplinary action was ever imposed.
He'd been on the force just under 4 years. And here's the part that almost slipped past everyone. On June 4th, the department posted the whole 17-page investigative file to the city's formal complaints page, and a 35-minute compilation of the body camera footage to YouTube. No announcement, no description, just a case number. As of this weekend, that video had 107 views.
Now put that next to what the system looks like when it runs all the way through. In Lexington, when a sworn officer or firefighter accepts discipline, the case goes to the Urban County Council for a public vote. That happened on June 18th with 3 cases.
The biggest one? Officer Caleb Crony, a 90-day unpaid suspension. Working an off-duty detail in January, he entered a Waffle House that had just closed for the evening, after the security guard told him he'd have to wait for approval, and, in the chief's words, was rude and condescending with the guard, and did not present the professional image the department demands. His body camera was never turned on. The guard was wearing his own camera, though, and the guard's employer reported Crony to the department. Some of those details come from his personnel file, first reported by the Lexington Herald Leader.
It was Crony's third formal complaint since he was hired in January of 2020. The council had already voted on his discipline twice, a two-week suspension in 2023 over a high-speed pursuit the wrong way down a one-way street, and a one-day suspension this February after supervisors documented 8 months of failures to communicate professionally and de-escalate.
The other two cases that night were smaller. A second police officer accepted a written reprimand and retraining over unsatisfactory performance, his first formal complaint. And a fire captain accepted a written reprimand after his engine caused a collision on an emergency run this spring, his first documented offense in 13 years with the department.
All three employees had accepted their punishment before the cases reached the council. All three passed unanimously, on voice votes, without discussion.
So here's the shape of it. Accept your discipline, and the case ends in the council chamber, in public, on the record. Resign before the chief rules, and the case just closes. Nothing imposed, nothing to vote on.
The record still exists, though. That's the part worth holding on to. The investigative file, the video, the council record, all of it is public, and it's all in our show notes.
What to watch? Discipline cases come to the council whenever an employee accepts a penalty. They're on the regular meeting agenda, and every meeting is archived. And the police department's formal complaints page is where closed investigative files land. Sometimes, as we learn this week, without a word.
That's Town Branch for today. Every document we talked about, the 17-page investigative file, the body camera video, and the council meeting record, is linked in the show notes.
Town Branch is produced by the Lexington Times. Our voices are synthetic and our scripts are drafted with AI from Lexington Times reporting and the public record, then fact-checked before air. Read the sources for every episode at feeds.lexingtonky.news/podcast. We'll see you down the creek.